the cost of recusal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, the Senate Banking Committee will consider President Obama's pick to head the Securities and Exchange Commission. Mary Jo White was a former federal prosecutor, but she was also a private defense attorney who has represented the very institutions she'd be policing, which means if she gets the job, she may be recusing herself from some cases. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
The SEC Commission is made up of 5 members, so if Mary Jo White has to recuse herself, that would leave 4 votes.
So to the extent that there's a 2-2 tie, that could very much hamper the Commission's ability to prosecute cases.
Robert Heim is a former assistant regional director at the SEC. He says that most SEC prosecutions are unanimous votes.
However, there can be controversial cases or cases that are closer questions that could be impacted by White's requirement to recuse herself from voting.
But St. John's University law professor Michael Perino says there's a much bigger obstacle to prosecuting individuals for their involvement in the 2008 financial crisis.
The simple fact is that time is fast running out.
The Supreme Court just ruled that financial crimes cannot be persecuted more than 5 years after they were committed.
For anything that happened in 2008, we're almost out of time, no matter how much Mary Jo White wants to pursue these cases.
White will no doubt have to answer questions about her close ties to the financial industry when her confirmation hearing begins later today. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.